Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the second episode of The Degenerate Duo. With you today is me, the undisputed kingpin of Facebook jail, Shane. Alongside me is my homeboy, Dakota, the king of comedy. And with us today is a special guest. You can't have Batman and Robin without a Catwoman, so please welcome the lovely Lacey.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Woo!
That was awesome. Best intro ever.
We've got three people on the show today.
Greatest intro
the
ever.
The Degenerate Duo. Wait, what should we say? Like the terrible triple?
The Degenerate Triple?
like, what's a T word that means degenerate? Like
it
terrible
like
or...
We're the terrible threes.
The terrible three.
Yeah.
Today, a special episode for our second show. You get three guests for the price of two. I'm sorry, host. We're not guests. Well, we're our hosts in this fucking show.
I don't know, man. I'm sort of a guest.
I'm a Facebook guest. So I don't know what's going on in the world or anything. I'm just floating. Smoking.
Are you still in Facebook jail, man?
Fucking drinks.
What the hell do you do this time?
I'm on shrooms today, so maybe we can stay on topic a little bit better. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's hard to tell at this point. This early in the show, whether or not we're going to stay on track. And today, you guys, we're actually going to talk about a few different movies. We're just going to see where it goes because we have time to fill. But we are going to review the new Conjuring movie in theaters and on HBO Max. Came out on Friday, I think. So you might have had a chance to see it yet. If not... we'll try not to do too many spoilers, but there might be some. There will be a couple spoilers.
Oh, I'm
so
spoiling the fuck out of this movie. I'm going to spoil the fuck out of this movie right now.
So Dakota, since he's a fucking degenerate, is going to ruin the movie for you. So if you haven't seen it yet,
yes.
You might want to skip ahead to like 10 minutes into the show when we talk about other movies.
And then at 10:01, I'm just going to spoil the ending of the show. So, ha.
Yeah. So anyway, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It is like the 10th movie in the Conjuring universe.
I was about to say that. I know it's not up there in the series.
Right. There's a lot, like all the Annabelle movies are Conjuring movies. Insidious is Conjuring movies. And The Nun was a Conjuring movie. So there's like 10 of them all together.
All freaky.
And I was, yeah, and they're all pretty freaky. Especially, like, I thought Insidious was pretty dope, and I'm not a huge horror movie fan. I like psychological horror, shit that messes with your mind, and I thought Insidious was really cool. But I kind of dropped off after that, so I came into The Devil Made Me Do It without, like, an opinion on how it was versus the other Conjuring movies. You know what I mean? A lot of the reviews I've read about it that were negative because the original director didn't do it, and it strayed a little bit from the regular Conjuring movies, but I'm not a huge fan, so I didn't really give a shit about that. You know, it's kind of like the Avengers of horror movies. It's a whole universe. So there's people that are diehard into it, and like they might not have liked the movie as much as I did because I didn't have that precedence going into it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this better be as good as the first or second or third or ninth Conjuring or whatever the fuck ones were good. But before we even talk about it, I want to say overall, it's totally worth watching. I thought it was good. I don't think that it's a reason to get HBO Max if you don't have it. I think you should get HBO Max anyway because it's got a lot of great content. But I don't think this is the movie that should push anybody over the line. You know what I mean? Like, I'd give it a 6.5, 7 out of 10. Pretty good movie, I thought. You know? And I'm not huge into horror, like I said. So it was pretty cool. But not like a super all-star, I guess, would be just my initial opinion, just to get that out of the way. Definitely worth seeing, though. I would definitely recommend you check it out. And I know, Lacey, you didn't even really get through much of it, did you?
No. It's one of those
creepy
things where, it was creepy. I'm not going to lie, I used to live. Well, I live a life of very clumsiness and, like, Final Destination anyway, so watching something like that's kind of creepy for me because it'll happen to me, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Lacey, again, if you listen last week, she's the one that got hit by a car in a parking lot and got knocked over by a park bench. So she lives on the edge of death every day. Like, this poor girl is so accident-prone that people cause her accidents. Like, people bring her that shit. Like, she is destined, you know?
So,
oh.
She doesn't even see movies like that.
Okay. If I fall
she lives
in
fear
driver,
anyway.
Yeah.
You're probably not a big roller coaster fan either, are you?
I'm like YOLO for that. I mean, if I'm going to die, I might as well die like that. I flew, right?
You know? So anyways, Dakota, do you have any, opinions about the movie, The Conjuring, Devil Made Me Do It? Anything you want to talk about?
Let's see here. From the notes I took, and this is literally what I wrote down here, movie could have been avoided if dude didn't try to save the day and get the spirit or the demon put in him. In my opinion, all I think was he was trying to get in the older sister's pants, you know, like, I'm going to save your little brother from the demon. I'll meet you in your bedroom later, you know,
right.
Type of thing. So, I mean,
yeah.
All in all, that's pretty much the basis of the movie. Dude wanted pussy. He tried to help out the little brother there. The little brother's demon's like, nah, fuck you, homie. Goes inside him. Ed sees it go inside him. Ed has a heart attack.
Right.
I don't know if that was caused by the dude going in him or whatever. Yeah. Main guy,
yeah, well,
I think his name was Arnie.
Kind of,
something like that.
That's
snaps and kills
that's,
Bruno.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning of the movie. So what happens is this little kid is possessed. And the family,
yeah.
I forget what they're called, but it's a husband and wife team.
The
Glassies? They're like the Conjuring people.
Glassies?
Well,
like
I think
I got written down, kid's
like
name is David.
Something.
I got written down, the little boy's name was David Glassie, something. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the last part right.
I'm talking about the people that document the possession.
Oh.
Like the main
characters. Okay, yeah.
They're like the Williams or something. Anyway, the point is,
Ed
they go
Wayne
check
or something
out,
like that, yeah.
This little kid got possessed as fuck, like hardcore possessed. And it's really cool because at the end of the movie, they play the real tape, like the actual audio tape of the possession and the, what do you call it, the exorcism. But this husband and wife team are the main characters, and they go from place to place doing occult shit, basically. But they're the good guys. The wife is a psychic. The dude is just a nerd that fucks a psychic, you know. And that's their team, you know. And that's basically what they do. And that's like the whole Conjuring universe is they go from like possession to possession to possession or whatever. This little kid's possessed. His older brother, in a moment of weakness, because they thought the kid was going to die or something, invited the demon or whatever it was, you don't know yet what the fuck it is, into him. He said, take me instead of my brother. And this is like the first 10 minutes of the movie, so don't worry, you guys, I'm not spoiling anything. And then the demon goes into the older brother, but the kid is fine, so everybody thought it was done. You know what I mean? So everybody's like, oh, the little kid, the little Glasser kid, David Glasser, whatever the fuck his name is, he's okay now, and he's a real kid. This really happened. You know, most of the movie is movie magic bullshit, but it's based on a real thing. The older brother ends up just murdering the fuck out of people for no apparent reason later. He just starts killing and shit. So they got to throw him in jail. You know, what are you going to do to a murderer but put him in jail? And then they have this whole case about what if he really genuinely was possessed and he had no control over what he had done. Can you then really give him life in prison? Which is an interesting question because, like they said in the movie, if you accept the existence of God in the courtroom, you know, when you swear in and stuff, you also have to accept the existence of the devil. You have to. You can't have it just one way, you know. The flip side of that is now you're going to have 1,000 people showing up saying the devil made me do it every time they do a crime and getting away with it. So you can't have that either. So how do you manage this? So that Williams family or whatever the fuck their name, Warrens, was the Warrens. The Warren family, the husband and wife team, set out to prove that he was, in fact, possessed, and that's basically the basis of the movie. You know, and I thought it was a good ride. I thought it was nice and dark. Like, all the filming was mostly at nighttime or in the prison, so it had a good, like, really creepy feel to it. I mean, I'd say definitely, like, check it out. It's not a perfect movie by any means, but...
Let me ask you a question without ruining the whole movie. What did you think of the witch plot thing that kind of got mixed in there, too?
Okay, without ruining the movie, I thought it was cool.
I thought that was kind of... I mean, I thought it was a good idea, but just the way they introduced it, I thought they could have did more with it, you know?
Well, to continue this conversation, we have a small spoiler, which was also revealed really early in the movie. Again, I'm only spoiling, like, the first 20 minutes. You find this out right the fuck away. It wasn't actually a demon that had the kid possessed. It was a Satanist witch putting a curse on the kid, which was very much basically the same as a possession. So they didn't know. So all their anti-possession shit didn't work because it was actually a curse. What I liked about it was it gave the Warren wife, the psychic lady, direct adversary in the movie. You know what I mean? It was like Professor X against Magneto throughout the movie. And I thought that was an interesting thing where it wasn't just actually the devil or anything. There was this bitch doing it, and they had to go find this bitch somehow. So they actually set out to find this fucking witch in real life to kill her or whatever the fuck they wanted to do. I thought it was an interesting play on the whole demon possession thing. Like what if it was actually just, like, somebody doing dark magic, and then you had somebody who does light magic, and then they had to kind of face off. I thought it was cool. I thought it was good. Because movies always go that way. You know, all of them are, like, demonic possession. But they're, like, just it was an evil witch, you know. So it was pretty cool, I guess. And the other thing that I was happy about, I was worried that they were going to do too much dumb shit, like people catching fire or floating or the windows breaking. And there was some of that, but it wasn't that much. Because, you know, in a movie, they crank it up to 11. You know, the possessed kid starts floating and puking on himself and shit. There wasn't that much of that. There was a little bit, but... not really, just a little bit. I mean, definitely worth watching.
Well, hells yeah. So you guys heard it from Shane, guys. Anybody that wants to watch it, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it a
We only spoiled a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I'll agree with you on the 7 out of 10 thing because I haven't seen it. So.
Robin and Catwoman got too fucking scared, didn't watch the goddamn movie, so it was pretty much on me to do that part of the show. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, I wasn't scared. I just couldn't get the HBO Max to work. I did take the time to take some cliff notes off a spoiler review I watched.
I tried, guys.
Well, I have
HBO Max, but I just couldn't do it by myself.
Well, you might know. I said, hell no. Hell no, I'm not doing devil shit all night. I did devil shit all fucking day. I'm not going to do it all night. I'm at home, kind of safe, if I don't electrocute myself or something, which totally could happen. Boy.
Oh, man.
So, hey, man, I heard we got some new sponsors, dude.
We do. I guess it's time to jump into them.
This week?
This week here, guys, we got, let's see here, let me start off with a good one. Connect that into that.
Yeah,
times that by
money.
Two. Times that one by two. Oh, we're going by money-wise, we'll start off with this one then. Looking for a ninja assassin? Look no further than ninjatrader.com. You can find star-throwing ninjas, nunchuck ninjas, bow-staff ninjas. Shit, if you want a ninja that drop-kicks midgets and uppercuts children, they have them too. So next time you need someone ninja assassinated, go straight to ninjatrader.com.
Ninjatrader.com. I like it.
Ooh, here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Money
in the bank on this one too, guys. So Mortal Kombat, the movie, the video game, Legend of Ko Young's bracelet armor. play as Ko Young and Gene. Ko Young in MMA gear. Ko Young in pre-Blazerit. Ko Young's cousin Kyle Young in Sub-Zero. As you try to figure out why Johnny Cage was not in this movie.
Money in the Bank.
And our last sponsors of the day is, got pickles that need picking? Call Peter Piper. Pickle Pickers. He picks. He pickles. He's Peter Piper. And those are our sponsors of the week, guys.
I'm surprised you got through that third one without stumbling. Hey, yay, sponsors.
I almost stumbled through it. If I didn't have it written down, I would have stumbled through that one.
Our listener in Hard Doris. Hey, I'm Doris, dude. What's up, man? We need to have you on the show.
Hell yeah.
Dude?
And all three people in Denmark who stopped
Doris?
Listening, go fuck yourself, Denmark. Yeah, let's see. Let me check the Denmark.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. See if Hard Doris is up
Let's see who's all we got going on here.
Because we're worldwide.
Sorry, guys.
My
internet's being. We are worldwide, guys. Yeah, we still have Honduras, guys. So hell yeah, we got Mexico listening, United Kingdom, and India. So there you go,
nice, guys.
We got some listeners tonight. And once again, fuck you, Denmark.
Yeah, buddy.
That's all I got to say about that shit. Anyways, man.
Suck my balls. I hope you like the taste of salt, Denmark, because I got some nasty balls for you, dude. I didn't even shout them out. Drop in your mouth. Drop in your mouth. Enjoy the salt. They probably do. They got deer there and shit. Got, like, Denmark. What do they even eat? I don't. There's not a single Denmarkian restaurant in my town. I got Mexican, Indian, Thai food, Chinese food.
That is true, dude.
Italian
I don't think I've ever
food.
Seen one. I've never seen one either, man. Like, I've never been anywhere. They're like, this is what they eat in Denmark. I think they just eat, like, polar bears or some shit, don't they? I don't know. I don't know shit about Denmark.
You're talking polar bear jerky. Polar bear jerky.
Sounds
nuts.
Like something they would do.
My nuts in their
mouth. Sounds like something
they do. Yeah, fucking Denmark.
Polar bear jerky and salty nuts. You got them up.
That's going to be a running
fuck
thing for, like, for months. We're just going to talk shit about Denmark and how cool Honduras is, like, every week. Just so they know.
Right. Just because we can. All right, so, you know, the Devil Made Me Do It, you said, was like part 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, something like that in the Conjuring franchise.
Crazy, yeah. Yeah.
What's another good movie franchise that you guys like?
Oh, man.
I got awkward silence.
Well,
I'm going to go with the Batman, the new Batman movies.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of excited about the new Batman, the Matt Reeves Batman.
I
want to
see that one. That one looks badass, yes. That one looks so badass.
Awesome. They pushed it back again because of COVID. Like, it was supposed to be already out, I think. But they moved it to 2022.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that
they
got pushed back or some shit.
Theater release. Well,
now, the dude that's playing Batman in that, is that the same dude that was in those, like, Twilight movies or some shit back in the day?
Yes.
It is,
Robert Pattinson. Lacey knows. She goes, yes.
I mean, actually going to be
no, but that dude.
Good at.
He was in a Harry Potter as well.
Yeah,
he was
really?
Like a heartthrob.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was like in one of the other schools or something. He's
little known fact about Dakota, he's only ever seen the first Harry Potter movie, so.
He was in Hufflepuff.
He was in a Hufflepuff?
Yeah, he was in a different... Yeah, he was kind of a secondary character in it.
Yeah.
But, no, he's actually a good
actor.
Which
one was Hufflepuff?
The Lighthouse?
Mm-mm. I've heard of it,
though.
Have
you guys
seen
The Lighthouse?
I didn't recommend Twilight. Yeah.
I don't even know what to do from Twilight or whatever. I couldn't tell you anything else he was in.
Now in adulthood... Oh, he was in an amazing movie. Dude, here's in a movie that I bet nobody listening has fucking watched. It's on something. It's on, like, Netflix or Prime Video. One of the ones that pretty much everybody has. It's called The Rover. R-O-V-E-R, The Rover. It is fantastic. And Robert Pattinson's in it. He's one of the main characters. He plays a retard. He plays a totally retarded guy. And it is bad the fuck ass. It was a great movie. It was an Australian movie, so you had to deal with accents, but, you know, whatever. I like Trainspotting, too, and, like, Scottish accents harder than anything. I had to watch Trainspotting, like, 5 times before I knew what the fuck was going on. Oi, Josh, cut! Oi, Josh, run, see! Josh, run, snack, snack! I'm like, dude, are you even speaking English? What the fuck kind of Trainspotting Scottish Ewan McGregor bullshit is this? And then you get to see Ewan McGregor's dick, and it's totally cool. You're like, wow, good job, dude. You know, congratulations on your fucking floppity dick. You know, it was nice. I didn't mind. I ain't gay or nothing, but Ewan McGregor's dick? Come on. Who doesn't
I don't
like
know how to respond
Ewan
to that.
I'll respond.
Oh, God. And this is why I put rated R on our show, guys. That's why I rated this R tonight.
We're going to talk about penises and poops.
Oh, we almost made it through a whole
like
show.
90% poop. Yep. And see, this is where it gets derailed now. We're going to talk about poops and dicks now is what we're talking about. That whole movie thing, we're done with that. No, we're moving on to pooping and dicking. That's what's happening.
Pooping and dicking. Dig it.
I'm just kidding. We'll talk about some more movies.
Let's see. Speaking
one,
of...
an obvious one is Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Some people aren't into it.
Star Wars is good.
I always love that shit. I like the prequels, dude.
I didn't really like the newer ones, but I did like the old school original ones and shit. I didn't like the last new one that just came out. I thought it was kind of stupid.
No, I think that the new ones are actually the bitch of the bunch. I think that the new ones are worse than the prequels. Because they weren't, like, original at all. Like, the first
right.
one, Force Awakens, The Force Awakens was just A New Hope over again. And I watch all the, it's fun to watch. Like, the fucking, dude, when the bitch steals the fucking Millennium Falcon and drives it through the old derelict ship and all that shit, that's fun to watch. But really, it was just the same fucking story we've already seen. And that disappointed me. Like, give me something new, you know? It was almost exactly the same story. You know?
True.
But I'm looking forward to they're doing an Obi-Wan Kenobi television series on Disney Plus. With Ewan McGregor.
Are they really?
He's in it. Yeah. He's reprising his role. And it's going to be fucking awesome. I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
That'd be pretty good to watch.
There's Star Wars. Dude, Back to the Future was a good one. That's a good trilogy.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not
trying to think
Back
of a few
the
other
future
ones.
Yet, because you know what sucks? You want to hear something shitty?
You know, that is true, though. They haven't, you would think, because they're remaking everything nowadays, that they would have remade Back to the Future by now.
You know what sucks is that from now, going back to the 90s, is as long as Marty McFly went from the 80s to the 50s.
Yeah.
So they remade one where Marty McFly went to the 90s, it would be the same amount of fucking 30 years. Ugh. Isn't that hard to hear?
Oh, man.
The 90s was as far away now as like the 80s and 90s, or the 50s was when I was a kid. Oh, Jesus, I'm getting just older than crippled. I wake up out of bed.
Well,
every day,
Michael J's
hurts.
In Michael J. Fox's mind, he has been shaken since the 90s, so he still might think he's there.
Holy shit! That's why you're the king of comedy, dude. Say that again. Say it again.
What, the shaking thing? In Michael J. Fox's mind, he has been shaken since the 90s, so he thinks he's still there. It's all good.
Yep. Dude, too soon, man. He's still alive. He can't dog on his... I mean, he's still shivering. You know, he can't even listen to the show anyway because he can't use his fucking phone because his hand's all... Like, who actually has to listen to Michael J. Fox hear this show and be mad? You know what I mean? Because he's like, he can't... do things anymore. He just shivers all fucking day, poor guy.
We can talk all the crap about him. Ain't like he can beat us up or anything. I mean, shit. That's why I shook for him and
shit.
He hit me, you know. But...
Well, you know what he does? He just fucks beautiful women, and all he has to do is sit. He just rubs his fucking shaky dick all day. That's probably what he does. He's just in Hollywood getting laid. Like, he's a living vibrator. Like, exactly that rough of a disease to have.
Yes.
Parkinson's so fucking bad. Turns you into a human vibrator. Is it that fucking bad, Michael J. Fox? Shit, hit me up on fucking Instagram, Michael J. Fox, and you're pissed off.
Yeah, don't come at him on Facebook. You can't get your messages right now.
Come whoop my ass, you shaky motherfucker, you old bastard.
You shaky motherfucker.
You shaky. Michael J. Fox is a good dude, though. I like that guy. He's a good dude.
I like
how
we go from making fun of him to, dude, he's a good guy. He's a good dude. I love him.
Yeah, but he's good. Fuck him, Mike. You know what you hear about him in the news because they can't catch him on camera. They try to take a picture of him, and it's all fucking fuzzy. You can't picture Michael J. Fox in, like, a celebrity magazine, and it's just a fuzzy. Shit.
Anyway. All right, straight face, I got this. All right, another okay movie franchise. What about the Scary movie franchises? I think the first two are okay. After that, it kind of went downhill.
Oh, yeah, Scary Movie is fine. Which was the one where she's fucking that dude and he comes so hard she blasts up on the ceiling? Was that like the third
one?
Was
that the first?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Was that the?
I think that's the second one. They all blend together as one big movie.
Yeah, was it? Are you talking about the one with, was it Tori Spelling? Is that her name?
It could have been. I'm not sure.
Where she was, like, fucking the ghost and it threw her on the roof and shit?
Yeah. Dude, of all the they did the date movie ones. They did, like
yeah, that's when they got all downhill.
But Scary Movie.
Did you ever see
the
original
bunch,
one, though? Did you ever see the original spoof? It wasn't scary. The first one wasn't. Scary Movie is a spoof of another spoof. Shriek, I Know What You Did Last Friday the 13th.
Oh, it was Scream. Scream. It was a spoof of Scream.
Right. But the first original Scary Movie was supposed to be called Scream because it was supposed to come out before, I guess, Scream or whatever the thing was, right? And then Scream came out, and then they did the Scary Movies. But there was a movie that came out right before Scary Movie came out, and it was called Shriek, I Know What You Did Last Friday the 13th. And that was what Scary Movie pretty much stole their plot.
Oh.
If you ever watch it, you'll be like, oh, shit, this is Scary Movie. But it came out before Scary Movie. It has like a – yeah, it's a good movie. I prefer it over the Scary Movie one, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's better than Scary Movie. But there's only one of them that I know of. There might be a part two or three or something. But
Do you know if it's on Netflix or anything like that? Like something easy to watch it on?
I'm not sure, bro. I haven't seen it in years.
Probably.
Because it came out, I want to say like 98, 99, 2000. Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on something.
I mean, at this point now, with there's so many streaming services, you can find almost any movie for free if you have the streaming services. I mean, between Hulu, Netflix, Prime, like, man, I mean, you can find like anything.
All right, here's another good movie franchise, Tremors.
Yes. Tremors was dope.
That's one of the big things, right?
The big, like, grub worm things, and they turn into, like, some kind of flying buggy things at one point. And...
Yeah, that creeped me out forever. Like, I could... I'll try to go
oh my God!
For like 3 weeks.
I can, dude. We could totally make a connection to Michael J. Fox to Tremors. The dude that plays Bert on Tremors is the dude that played Michael J. Fox's dad. And
just dig Michael J. Fox in the ground and see what the fuck happens. He's trimming around.
He's the trimmer.
He's digging through the shit.
He is the trimmer.
He is It's Michael J. Fox as the Worm in the new Tremors movie. That would sell. I would watch the fuck out
all,
of that.
He's all in it, and then, like, the Worm's coming to get him, and he just, everybody's like, the ground's shaking. He's like, the ground's always shaking.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox was downstairs. Coming soon to HBO Max, Tremors 6, starring Michael J. Fox as the Worm.
The Worm.
And probably, like, what, Charlie Sheen, probably get him involved in it somehow with his tires.
Oh, my God, dude. I was just, you totally just, I could connect Charlie Sheen to the next movie I was going to say, Young Guns.
Young Guns.
Oh, damn. We can just play
wasn't really a suit. Didn't
10 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. What happened?
Shit. Didn't they only do two Young
it.
Guns? Did that become a series?
Yeah, there's two of them, yeah. I think there's only two.
The first
yeah.
one was actually pretty cool. Yeah.
First one was good. The second one, decent. I mean, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
I never bothered with the second one.
I mean, if you're a fan of the first one, it's worth watching at least once, you know, just to watch it, but it was decent.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Ooh, all right, Lacey, here's some movies for you, because I know you know a lot about these. The Ninja Turtle movies, the original ones that came out in the 90s or 80s or whatever.
That's my fave.
Yeah, I love it. Dude, especially the first one.
The first
the
two,
first
I think,
Ninja
are
Turtle
good. The one where they go
so
back in time sucked. I didn't like the one where they went back in time. I thought that one was stupid.
Be careful what you say.
Well, the second one, the secret of the Ooze had its own charm,
yeah.
for sure, but it was way cornier.
Right.
Lacey knows what I'm talking about. Like, it was super cheese. The first one was kind of serious,
yeah.
actually, especially for a kid's movie.
It was serious and hardcore. Like, the first movie,
yeah.
they weren't afraid to let
well,
us or anything like
well,
that.
Well, in the
like
second one, guys, there was, like, they couldn't do so much stuff. Like, they couldn't use the Ninja Turtles couldn't use weapons. That's why when they did the fighting scenes, they were using, like, pepperoni sticks
yo-yos
and shit like
shit.
That. Like, they were hitting them with, like, random shit. Yeah. Like, they couldn't use their weapons
yeah.
and shit. There was, like, a bunch of rules that they was made for that movie. They couldn't use Bebop and Rocksteady,
yeah.
so they used those other two things they made or whatever the hell. You know, it was just a bunch of random shit.
They've redone some of it now where they've actually brought out, like, Bebop and Rocksteady, and I was hoping they would make another one, but I think COVID's kind of slowed that down.
Yeah. Well, the Ninja Turtles ain't going nowhere. Like, every 10 years, the Ninja Turtles have a rebirth. Like, there's a new cartoon
yeah.
that comes out, and they try to do a movie
yeah.
again. But it's just like, how do you fuck up the Ninja Turtles? Like, why isn't there just, like, awesome movies all the time? About the Ninja Turtles, like, the last round with fucking, what's his bucket, the Transformers, I did not like that shit. The new, the really new live-action ones, where they squished their faces and made them all weird, and they sucked
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, they were just,
I watched the
they tried to make them too human, humanoid, like,
I mean,
too much looking like a human or something,
to the
that shit.
Plan. Make a movie
I mean,
like the fucking first one again. Make it PG-13,
right.
it's fine. You know?
Dude, they should make a movie like how the original comics were, and they can make it rated R because they look. Deadpool's made it rated R. Logan made it rated R.
Yep.
And if they made Ninja Turtles like how the original old school comic books are, I mean, I'm sure people would watch that shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
because they were a lot violent in the original comics and shit like that.
Oh,
like, you know, these little kid-ass Ninja
ones.
Turtles are, like, they were a lot more violent and shit up
like,
in those.
If you read the original comic book, it's crazy that the cartoon ever even happened. The original comic book is really dark. It's dark as fuck,
right.
and the art is horrible, and it's great. It's just terrible, awful, hideous.
And a lot of people don't realize
shit.
The whole different color thing, that didn't come till the cartoon came. They just did that for
right,
the cartoon so they could sell toys.
Yeah,
yep.
they were all red in the comic books to begin with.
Yeah, they were all red, yep. Well, it didn't even matter in the comic book because the comic book was black and white for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For years, the comic book was black and white interiors and a color cover. So there was no reason to have different colors to define the turtles. You just knew by their weapon.
Yep.
That's how you knew the combo. Oh, the guy with the swords, that's Leonardo. The guy with the bow staff, that's Donatello. That's how you fucking knew. It wasn't a purple, blue, red, orange thing. You know, it was just, you just knew. And how they acted and how they talked, you could tell that, oh, that's Raphael talking because he's talking shit. You know what I mean? In the comic book.
Right.
It was black and white. And,
now, there also
was supposed
to be a fourth Ninja Turtle movie made back in the day that was supposed to have a fifth turtle. And I shit you not, his name was Kirby.
Really?
Really? But they ended up, they ended up doing a show instead, and the fifth turtle became a chick, and I think her name is Venus. I could be wrong about
Venus
that part.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Venus.
Okay.
Well, you know why it was Kirby, right? It's because of Jack Kirby, the King of Comics.
Mm.
That's why it was Kirby.
That makes sense.
Jack Kirby.
That makes a lot of sense thinking about it.
Comic artist that ever motherfucking lived, bar none, the king of comic books, better than Stan Lee, better than everybody, and not a lot of people know him unless you know comic books, because he didn't go on to help produce movies and shit. He died before all those Marvel comics or movies really happened and stuff, so you just hear about Stan Lee. But
right.
Jack Kirby was the artist. He actually designed and created those characters for Stan Lee to write. He was the one who created, the X-Men, all that shit. Fantastic Four, he did. Stan Ditko did Spider-Man. It wasn't Jack Kirby, but Kirby was like the Fantastic Four guy. Like Galactus, that shit. He
designed
all that shit.
Did he also do like the Hulk, or is that somebody else?
I'm sure he touched on the Hulk at some point. He did. He did design the Hulk. And in the Avengers movies, the whole point of the Infinity Stones and the Celestials, I think they were the original Titans or whatever, that each had one of the Infinity Stones in the movie, you know, like Collector's talking about it in Guardians of the Galaxy. They go see the Collector, and he's like, oh, this is an Infinity Stone, and this is what happens. It has a whole storyline of it. Like those gods that used to have them, that's Jack Kirby. That's his shit. That's his designs.
Speaking of them, they're coming out with a movie.
What's that?
Speaking of the you said, they're coming out with a movie about them now too. Or is it a show or a movie? Cool. I can't remember if it's a. It might be one of the Marvel shows that are coming out, but I'm thinking it's a movie that's coming out about them.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like, you know, like Thanos as a kid, and like you know, beyond and shit like that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're overdoing Star Wars and Marvel, like, too much content. But they're putting out quality shit. I like WandaVision. I don't know did you guys watch WandaVision?
Oh, yeah. WandaVision was good. I liked it. The one thing I didn't understand about WandaVision was how come they had the dude that played Quicksilver in, like, the X-Men movies come in and just have him be, like, a... What was his name? Something Boner or something like that in the thing?
Yeah.
Like, he was supposed to be, like,
John
an actor
Boner
or something.
Or some shit. Yeah.
Just, yeah, something stupid like that.
His real name is John Boner. Oh, fuck. Well, what they were doing was linking up because... Well, the reason for that, if you want to know, is that... Disney acquired all of Fox's Marvel shit, which means X-Men, Deadpool, that shit, New Mutants. They acquired basically the X-Men universe. So by bringing the X-Men guy into it, they're bridging that gap to where now they can have Wolverine and it'll make sense. Or they can have the X-Men, it'll make sense. Because how in the fuck are you going to write into it that this whole Avengers thing happened and they never mentioned mutants, ever? And how do you do that then to make mutants a big thing all of a fucking sudden? When in canon, mutants really have been a thing forever since the age of Apocalypse.
Right. Well, there's some deleted scenes in
the
Iron Man movie. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's deleted scenes in the Iron Man movie where he's talking about. The Weapon X program, mutants, and something else, like him and Nick Fury or some shit like that, and they deleted all that out.
Yeah.
I think that was back in the when they were thinking about buying them out back then or some shit.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And that's why you just never heard about mutants. Like, they didn't have the rights to talk about mutants. And now that Spider-Man is in play, even though Sony still owns Spider-Man, which I hope they keep him, but they're working, they're being good friends with Disney. And that's why Spider-Man and Iron Man are in the same fucking movies, and it's all cool, is because Sony's giving them a cut. And then Disney's giving them a cut of every movie that Spider-Man's in, and everybody wins, which is what they should have done with the fucking X-Men from the get-go. You know, they should have done that from the get-go. But they didn't, you know, whatever. So,
so
now
how do you think they're
going to
bring them in?
Right in?
Do you think they're going to bring in, like, some big-name X-Men that we know, or do you think they're going to start off small, you know, like some just C-team members or something, you know what I mean? Like, so-and-so that can make plants grow from the ground or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, count that as a mutant or some shit.
Well, there'll probably be some of that, like, a little bit, and but they're going to come up with a movie of probably, like, Wolverine versus Hulk or some shit. They're probably going to go hard.
Right.
You know? Wolverine,
I wish
he
would do
introduces the first X-Man.
Right. Because he's been, you know, like, because age-wise, you know, his character's been there forever type of shit. So,
yeah,
I can see them bringing him in on it.
He's fucking Professor X. Like, Wolverine
and
doesn't even
he
know
also
he was
fits
born.
In, right, and he also fits in with the whole, he was experimented on and shit like that. So that kind of fits in with, like, Quicksilver Scarlet Witch and all that nonsense.
Yeah,
so that can fit in. I can see them bringing him in.
The government had been keeping it secret the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, really keeping it all under wraps or something. I mean, it's going to be hard to write them in, but they'll figure out a way. They have talented dudes working for them, making a lot of fucking money. A lot of fucking money. You know? And
well,
think
guys,
that after this show, HBO Max and Disney Plus needs to give us some cash, or at least a free account.
Right.
We're pumping up your shit.
I agree.
We're getting people to subscribe, dude. All I'm asking for is a commission. No big deal.
All right, guys. We got about 3 minutes left of the show. It's been great, as always.
Yeah, dude. That actually went better than I thought.
We didn't go too much off the rail on things, so yay.
No, we still
Oh, yeah, you were worried we were going to run out of things to talk
about.
About.
We did some poop. We did some penis. It's important. So Jared Gill.
We smoked some pot. We did this. We did that. We talked about demons. The devil made us do it. We did us. Attract that. I did the ads. Remember, go to ninjatrader.com if you need to be a ninja assassinated.
We got 2 minutes. I got one last thing to say. On Netflix, go watch. And we can review this later, dude, because you need to see it, too. It's so good. It's on Netflix. It's called The Mitchells versus the Machines. And, Lacey, you watch this, too. It's an animation. So I was kind of, like, pensive about watching it, like, it's a kid's movie or whatever. It is so fucking funny. The Mitchells versus the Machines on Netflix. Go watch that shit. And maybe we can talk about it another time. That movie really made me happy. It's so good. It's, like, an hour and a half of just awesome. It really is. So go check that out. It's basically about the fucking machine holocaust where they kill all people. And the Mitchells are like the last people alive. And, yeah, it's kind of hardcore, actually, but it's so goofy and fun. It's like a bunch of people from, like, Saturday Night Live are on it as voices and stuff. It's funny as shit. I might watch that again tonight, actually. Anyway, thank you for joining us, you guys.
Guys, thanks everybody for listening. Yeah, I got it, man. Thanks everybody for listening. Try to stay safe out there right now. We'll be doing another show sometime this week. I have some off time, so yay. Tune in tomorrow night, guys. I'll be doing a Roasting the World with Sherry, and I think she's bringing some guests on.
Woo!
I'm not sure. So tune in for that. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we all know how that goes. don't be licking doorknobs. Denmark, go fuck yourself. Michael J.
Don't
Fox, go to Denmark and go to Denmark and fuck them.
Hey, what's up, India, Mexico, and Honduras? Good to see you guys. India, Honduras, and Mexico.
Thank all you guys for listening. You guys rock. Yeah, you guys rock. Viva la Mexico and other Spanish words I don't know. What do they say in United Kingdom? You know, fish and chips and whatever. Go drink some tea and whatnot.
Governor.
India. I don't know what the hell they say in India. India
Namaste.
Words. Anyways.
Namaste.
Yeah, what he said. But anyways, guys, peace out, and hope everybody has a great night.
Good night.